This is Family Worship Experience International, a place of worship, word, and intimacy. Join us as we take a walk into the life-changing Word of God with Apostle Jonathan Shekwanya.
Your life declare
on my way, on my way, on my way to better days. One more time, on my way, on my way, on my way to better days.
Status is changing. There's no more decline. I'm on my way to better days. Hey, my status is changing. There's no more decline. I'm on my way to better days. Can you prophesy into your future and destiny one more time? My status is changing. It's changing.
Yeah.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way to better days.
Can you do that one more time? My status is changing.
Yeah. No more decline.
Yeah. Listen, you're going to pray in 2 minutes in line with this song. Listen carefully, inside, outside. Lord, the level I am now, I will never drop below this level. It's a very strategic prayer. I know God has brought you to a level in finance, in ministry, in revelation, in the anointing. Lord, the level I am now, may I never drop below this level. Go ahead and talk to the Lord in 2 minutes. Are you praying? Are you praying to the Lord? Outside, pray. The level I am now, I will not drop below this level. I will not go down below this level. In influence. Shabarada babalada batia. Shekata barada babreska balada brenda gatia. Shekata barada balada babroso bagatila. Are you praying outside? 1 more minute. Pray. The level I am, may I not drop below this level. May I not drop below this level. For the path of the just is like a shining light. Shining brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Pray. Shabarada but kosobe lagatia. Lekebranda raspabalada but kosobe lagatia. Lekabarada but kabri sobe lagatia. Hallelujah. The life of a believer was not designed to go back after going forward. It was supposed to be from one level to another. Then he explained it this way, that the path of the just is like the shining light, shining brighter, brighter, brighter until the perfect day. Meaning, if God brought you to a level last year, don't expect to go below that level. If God lifted you last year, don't expect that you are going down again. No, it should always be an improvement of your yesterday. Hallelujah. It's an exciting life in Christ. Can you pray one more time, thanking him, Lord, thank you for where I am, for I'm not going down again. Go ahead. Thank you. I'm not going down again. No way. The level of increase, the level of influence, the level of financial blessings, expansion in my business, I'm not going down again. Thank you. Thank you, for it's from one level to another. Always from one level to another. Hallelujah. All right, there is this song in my heart before I even came in for the meeting. Can we just do the song before the teaching begins? We're starting something very serious this evening. What's that song? You don't know the song? You should be in the spirit. I will not be silent. I will always worship. As long as I'm breathing. Somebody's an allegiance declare. I will not be silent.
As long as I am breathing, as long as I'm
your hands lifted for as long as I'm alive.
I am praying.
Oh, blessed be the name of this great God. Blessed be your name, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we worship. Father, be enthroned tonight. We love and honor you and adore you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Please can you be seated in God's presence? God bless you. Amen. Let's go straight to the Word of God because we have a lot today to consider. The systems of rising. I proclaim you are the one backing me up. I'm not alone. Yeah. I proclaim that you are the one making things happen, showing me mercy. You are the one. You are the one. Singing how he's doing it. It's not a professional singing. Hope you understand. Proclaim, you are the one backing me up. That's the part I like so much. That I'm not alone. I proclaim that you are the one making things happen. You are showing me mercy. You are the one. You are the one.
I'm missing the beat, right? Just keep getting blessed.
You are the one.
2 Corinthians 5.
Hallelujah. Was supposed to be coming into a victorious life. And indeed, coming into a victorious life. After accepting the Lord Jesus, we were supposed to see a shift in your life. We were supposed to see a dimension of ease, result, freedom in your life. For many of you, the day you gave your life to Christ, one of the words, or some of the words the Holy Spirit used through the preacher to convict you was an invitation to a higher life. Is that true? At the end of this service, I'm going to make an altar call. And of course, every preacher will always encourage the people and then trust the ministry of the Holy Spirit to now speak to the heart of people and convict them to respond. And this is why it is called the good news. Hallelujah. very powerful. For many of you, this has been your questions for years. The preacher invited me to a very victorious life, and I responded with excitement. But then after a while, it was almost as though life was easier outside than it is inside. Is that true? Now, let's be very sincere. I'm driving somewhere this night. Let's lay a foundation before we proceed. And then now you are born again. At times, people can look at you and ask you, brother or sister, this is your life. We don't understand. People can be so bold. They can meet you and begin to, like they did to David, where is your God? You've always bragged about the God you have. You've always made all kinds of bold claims about the God that you serve. If it is true that your God is alive, if it is true that your God can change situations, if it is true that your God can lift men, why are you still like this? Again and again and again. And then our prayer have become a derivative of our frustrations. Each time you get to your secret place, look at the way we pray. Oh God, change my situation so that people around will know that you are alive. Very spiritual prayer. How many of you have prayed like that before? Don't sound and look so spiritual this evening as though you've not. I know some of you have. It's written on your face. Oh God, may this miracle happen so that I will know that you are on your throne. He has never shifted from his throne. He was not voted in. He was not elected. He did not even succeed anybody. How it came about, only him knows. When we get to heaven, we'll find out. Huh? He's God all by himself. I think there's a song like that. So we pray all kinds of prayer. And right now, there is all kinds of things happening in the body of Christ. There are men of God who believe sincerely again. You are not even supposed to have any deliverance happen to you again. That when you are born again, the only deliverance you need, tonight is Bible study and it's a teaching, just follow closely. That the only deliverance you need is deliverance from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, which is your salvation experience. Huh? And then that's very correct. That as soon as you are now delivered, you are not supposed to undergo any deliverance. And then certain people look carefully and realize that, what this guy is saying is very correct. But then when we still check the life of an average believer, he's still being oppressed. At times he can finish praying at night and demons still oppress him. Is that true? So what does he need? They call it deliverance. And you are now very confused. Am I truly born again? Is my salvation correct or something is wrong? Did I really confess Christ? Was this thing completed? Or me, I'm not... We are checking to find out where the problem is. Hallelujah. Then we begin to have revelations about where we are seated with Christ. You know, I think I've said this a little sometimes, but how that the book of Ephesians is a very powerful book. We're going to examine at least a scripture from there. The book of Ephesians is a very powerful book in the New Testament. It is separated into three compartments. The first three chapters talks about who you are in Christ on account of what has been done for you. That you didn't do anything to deserve it. No, you only came to meet it. The day you got born again, all of those provisions are for you. All that is required is that you say, Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior, and you have it already. Then when you shift from chapter 3 to chapter 4, down to the 9th verse of chapter 6, look at how it has been divided. You know, the issue of... or the concept of that. The Bible was not written with chapters. How many of you are aware? It was not written with chapters. It was later they came and demarcated it. So the people that demarcated the book of Ephesians, there was a little challenge. Chapter 5 would have ended in the 9th verse of chapter 6. Because a different story begins from there. From chapter 4 to the 9th verse of chapter 6 tells us of what you are supposed to do on account of what has been done for you. If you read Ephesians 1 to chapter 3 and never go beyond that, it will produce a lazy Christian. Because it never reveals anything you are supposed to do. All that is explained here is everything has been provided. And it said, lest any man should boast. Everything was given to you by grace. But then chapter 4 down to the early verses of chapter 6 tells us that there is something allocated to you, your responsibility as a kingdom person. Hallelujah. Then the text is telling something very strange, that everybody is supposed to be a fighter. So carry the whole armor of God. Is that in your Bible? That is not reflected. If you read the first three chapters, it doesn't look like you are supposed to do anything. In fact, verse chapter 1, look at what it said. That we are seated with Christ far above principalities and powers and dominion and all kinds of things. And then he now said they are under your feet. Question, if they are under your feet, what are you fighting? No, you see it? If you leverage on the three verses, you will think there is nothing you are supposed to do. When you go beyond there, it looks like the Bible is contradicting itself. Not true. The salvation message does not show you your responsibility. It shows you the responsibility of Christ. Then the gospel of the kingdom tells you your responsibility as to what Christ has done for you. And then they're receiving a... Hallelujah. And then one of those areas is, again, I'm free from curses. I'm free from limitations. I'm seated with Christ above. And all of those things are true. They are true. So why are believers still limited? That although we are confessing these things, nothing is happening. Although we are claiming these things, nothing is happening. Where is the missing link? Because I plan to rise in life. What is the system for rising? How do I escape this age? These things I'm saying are backed up by scriptures. Can we examine four scriptures before we continue the teaching? Please give us the book of John. Is that a good place to start from? Of Corinthians. I mentioned Corinthians. Let's start from 2 Corinthians 5:17. Very powerful. Being Christ. The Bible says he's a new creature. Right? Then he said, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are now new. No past record. You are born again, no past record. Everything is new. Your life is new. Everything. There is no trace of anything wrong with your life. The day you get born again, he tells us that everything old is past. How did it happen? Give us verse 21. How did you become new? Verse 21, for he had made him to be sin for us who knew not sin. Everybody continue the reading. One, two, go. That we might be made the righteousness of Christ. Very powerful. This is how you became a new person. And this is very powerful. John 8:32-36. When you know this truth, what shall happen to you? You become free. Can you imagine this? When you are able to know this, that it brings you a level of freedom, 36. And then he said, if the Son therefore shall make you free, complete it now, ye shall be free indeed. What's that song? I'm free indeed, yes. In Christ I'm free indeed. No. Yeah, it's a choice. I'm free indeed. I'm free indeed. Yeah.
In Christ I'm free indeed.
No chains are holding me. It's who I choose to be. One more time. I'm free. I'm free indeed.
In Christ I'm free indeed.
Yeah. If this is true, why are we still being oppressed? If this is true, why are we still being limited? Why do you still dream and people are pursuing you and you look helpless in your dream? Why do you apply for a job and they pick an unbeliever and leave you out? You see these things? Very powerful. If you have not sat down to consider these things, it means you are far behind as a believer. Wake up. I'm free. So why are these things happening to me as a believer? Why? Two more scriptures. Ephesians 1:3, one of those powerful verses in Ephesians. Everybody look up and read. One to read. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who had blessed us with how many? All spiritual blessings in Christ. And remember, the Bible said we are seated where? In heavenly places. We're going to examine this, in the next weeks to come. We are seated with Christ in the heavenlies. And he said your blessings also are in the heavenlies. You were not supposed to live a broke life. You see this? Very true. Very true. But that a man is now born again for 10 years. Born again for 20 years. Genuinely loving God. But he's still very broke. Is this the desire of God? Having read this, that God has provided. In fact, this does not even explain it well. Let's see the book of Peter. 2 Peter 1:3. Now, watch this. According as his divine power, all things that pertain unto my life, that everything that will ever come to you or that shall come to you has been provided for. And then he showed us the agency he used in providing. He said his power. And remember, he's the all-powerful God. Is that it? He has given us all things that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us unto glory and virtue. We are called into a glorious life. Verse 4, watch this. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these things he might be partakers. You are supposed to be a partaker of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. Partakers of his divine nature. Was Jesus sick at any point of his life? I watched a documentary of the early life. Not many things were captured in the Bible. The Bible said, if everything was captured, even the whole world wouldn't have contained this book. Is that it? It's in your Bible. I watched a documentary in one of these Christian channels of the early life of Jesus. He had friends. And it came to a point where his friends were scared of him. He played with nature. They could be walking and miss people. And then one of his friends would say, Jesus, I know you can call down rain. Call down rain. And he would stand there like a joke and say, rain. And rain would start falling and they would run away. Literal. And this was true about his life. They could close their plates and they say, Jesus, we are hungry. Please, something. And like a joke, he said, open the plate, there is food inside. They open it and there is food inside. All of these things truly happened with his life. If not, how did Mary know that he can turn water to wine? If that was the first time, how did she know? It means that was a normal life he lived at home. Is that it? Then when they arrive at the place where Jesus is here, don't worry, meet him. Anything he tells you to do, do it. A miracle can emanate from there. That wasn't the first time. If it was the first time, she wouldn't have dared it. No, she wouldn't have. At some point, the disciple also came and told him, Jesus, look at this guy, we can't feed him. However, there is a boy here with 2 loaves and 5 fishes. They knew the dimensions in the Christ. This thing was his early life. He dispensed this dimension from, and the Bible says we are partakers of that divine nature. You see it? That your house is not supposed to run dry. When you check your kitchen and the ingredients are getting finished, even if you don't have money, they can multiply on account of the word of God. That you were not supposed to be stranded as a believer. No, you were not supposed to be. One of the great men of God in this generation, and of course it's becoming a normal thing, money is too, at least countless time here, where people can have miracle money. Is that it? A man went to an ATM and inserted his ATM. And there is no money inside, but the money he withdrew could buy a car. How do you explain these things? The Bible says we are partakers of his divine nature. I listened to Pastor Chris of Christ Embassy, a very great man. And then he said something he was teaching. He said, as a believer, when you hit your leg and have maybe an injury, or maybe not an injury, but for hitting your leg and then having pain. He said you are not supposed to shout and say, ah, pain. That you are supposed to, as soon as it happens, say, be healed. And he said instantly the pain is supposed to respond to the word. Has it happened to you before? Yes, yes. I'm also a human being. He doesn't say, ah, I said, no, be healed. At some point, a razor cut through his hand, and then he just did like this. And it was gone back together. The Bible says we are partakers of that divine nature, not your biological nature, not your earthly nature, partakers of his divine nature. If these things are true that are written for us, how is it that believers are still being intimidated by demons here and there? It's on account of these revelations that certain people can say, no, it's not supposed to be that a believer is under manipulation. Very true. But that they are now under manipulation, there is need for deliverance. You see? We are seated with Christ in heavenly places. But listen, a man can sit with Christ in heavenly places via salvation and death. Huh? I'm dragging this somewhere. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians 3:1. If ye be risen with Christ, everybody look up. He now said, seek those things which are where? Above. That there is a possibility a man can be risen with Christ via salvation, but that he's seeking those things that are beneath. I'm beginning to explain to you where the problem is now. Salvation can place you somewhere, and your thinking can bring you down here. Huh? Seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Verse 2. Then he now says, set your affection. The Greek word affection there also is translated as mind. So set your mind on things where? Above. Not on things. Be born again. Seated with Christ above. But then your thinking has a way of bringing you down below here. Here. Then see the way Philippians explain it. Philippians 2:5. Everybody look up. Read now. One to read. Let this mind be in you. The word let there means permit. Please, can you permit that you can be born again and still not allow this mind of Christ come into you? Because listen carefully. Salvation happened to your spirit, not your mind exactly. Huh? Yeah, very true. When a man is born again, that experience happened to his spirit. Then he's now that this mindset, this thinking pattern comes into your life, your mind. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. The major doorway to your life is your mind. The major doorway to your life is your mind. Major. If it has entered your mind, listen carefully, it has entered your life. Allow it enter your mind. Already it has entered your life. You don't have to separately invite it into your life. No. For permitting it into your mind, it has entered your life. This is why he said, let this mind come into you. As soon as it can reflect in your mind, you have it already in your life. Let it be. Listen, next to your salvation is a balanced, should lead to a mental transformation. Listen very carefully. Next to your salvation, when you are saved, the next thing that should happen is a balanced scriptural knowledge that should bring about transformation. Otherwise, it will look like God lied to us. Yeah. It will look like the things we read in the word of God are a lie.
if you don't have a balanced knowledge of the Word of God after salvation. And for me, these are some of the things we have to thank God for. Because a lot of people gave their life to Christ, listen carefully, and didn't have access to the balanced Word of God. Is that true? They learned so many things wrongly. So many things wrongly. And I need you to know that what you know about God matters. Huh? What you know about God determines, believe it. One more scripture before we go into the details of the teaching. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, the salvation experience. Then look at the next thing that should follow, verse 2. Then it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. This is the next thing that should follow. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. When you are born again, the next thing you should subject to work is your mind. Subjected to transformation so that you can begin to think like Christ. It's only at that point certain result can be accrued to your life. Write this down, mindset. What is a mindset? Let me give you three definitions of a mindset. Mindset are very powerful. You will see this shortly. A mindset is a way of thinking. A mindset. Let's make this simple enough for everyone to understand. Because somebody testified here when I preached on death to the flesh. He said he was wondering how to die. And now please God at the same time. I have a big work then. Amen. So let's try to make it simple enough for everyone to understand. So that you don't live here now. Lord help us. Say, God help us. So a mindset is a way of thinking derived from experiences. Derived from experiences, traditions, and our schools or information. A mindset is a way of thinking derived from experience. From culture, from traditions, from our schools, from information. So mindset is a derivative of something. When I see the way you think, I can easily relate it, number one, to either something you have gone through in life. Is that true? Yes, that your experience have a way of giving you a way of thinking, giving you a mindset. It can be a derivative of your culture. Is a way this thing is being done in our place. Is a way it's being done in our state, our tradition. Or somebody taught you that. For instance, myself, listen carefully, let me use myself as an example. In my just two, so many, No, don't worry, you were born, I'm young. Just two, one time my English teacher walked into the class and look at what he said. How many of you want to study law? Then we that we're passionate about, we just, because I just finished discussing with my father that I'm supposed to be a lawyer, so I waved. And then it's all right, concentrate on English, you don't need maths. That was the statement. As simple as that statement was, I lost interest in maths. To a point, I failed maths in my junior YEC, the only course I failed. I was supposed to receipt it. I said, I'm not receipting it. After all, I don't need it. I started senior class, SS1, SS2. My result can be A, parallel, B. But then when it gets to maths, you see red barrel from my test. Down to my exams, and then to the final time, my maths teacher looked at me, SS3, I've been SS2, he said, you will not go to the university. I said, I will go. No, I replied, you know him, Omoni, something like that. Yes. He said, Jonathan, you won't. I said, I will go. He said, you don't know mass. You don't know anything. I said, but I will go. He said, no university take people without mass.
at least basic requirement, math, English, any other three courses or something. That's how we go. To be very honest, till I graduated from the university, even indices. No, I'm confessing my fault. Some of you are now sounding as if you know math very well. No. When I want to calculate anything, I have a calculator in my phone. At some point, I was wondering, why do this guy even do math? They would say, look for X. Why would they be looking for X? They started looking for X, right? And I'm sure they are still looking for it. Is that true? May you find him. Hallelujah. Back to the word of God. Mindset. It can be God. I started thinking that way because of what someone said. An information you got is responsible for the way you think. Huh? Yeah. An information you got from someone is responsible for the way you talk. Is responsible for the way you think. Remember when God walked into the garden and looked for Adam and didn't see him? The first question is, Adam, where are you? Adam said, I heard your voice and I ran because I was naked. God said, No. You didn't just know you were naked. Somebody must have told you something. No, somebody must have told you. So a mindset is a way of thinking. The way we are seated here, inside, outside, the way you think is a derivative of something. Your experiences, maybe you have trusted 1, 2, 3 people and all of them be trust anybody. Is that true? And you walk through life with that mindset. Is a thinking pattern now. Gotten from an experience. You have to be open tonight because God is going to be working on our mind. You don't want to know how powerful what I'm teaching now is. Believe me. It's a way of thinking. Number two. What's a mindset? Is the sum total of your values and ideologies. The sum total of your values, ideologies, life's opinion. Of course, still gotten from experiences, culture, schools, and all of these things. The sum total of your ideologies. These things you call is my personal ideology, is my personal this and that and that and that. All of these things are gotten somewhere. Yeah, they are. This is my value. All of these things are gotten somewhere. And you will soon know how powerful these things are. Finally, what's a mindset? A mindset is a fixed state of mind. A mindset is a fixed state of mind that hardly accepts something new. And for me, this is very important now. A fixed state of mind. It's just there. It's like a fixed deposit or something. It's a fixed state of mind that hardly accepts anything new. Anything new. This is the way I think. When something new is coming, no, I fight it. If it's not consistent with what I know, I fight it. If it's not consistent with what I've learned over time, I fight it with my culture, I fight it. If it's not consistent with my church, my denomination, I fight it. A lot of us are like that. You have to be open tonight and trust God to help your mind. Everything I know, I got it from my grandfather. And whatever any man say, no matter how old he is, I don't agree. My grandfather was my role model. You have a problem. Whoever that person is, you have a problem. And it becomes a fixed way of thinking. Everything you do towards that, everything you say around that area is a way of thinking. Anything new that comes, you fight it. When everybody comes with something new, you think, these guys are not on the track again. You had a revelation about God 3 years back, 10 years back, and see the way you've held on to that revelation. Now God has moved from there and you are still there camping and saying, no, we know what we heard from God. Forever. All kinds of scriptures. Let me tell you something. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever in his personality, not his moves. No, in his personality, not his moves. he keeps unfolding dimensions of himself. John the Beloved is in heaven, receiving revelations after having written to the seven churches. Chapter 4, the angel called on him. A voice called on him. The Bible said the voice of a trumpet. He said, John, look up. Come up hither. Because there are dimensions, even in heaven, there are dimensions you've not seen yet. You know something about God yesterday. You camp around it thinking that's all that there is. Brother, wake up. Wake up. Hallelujah. Certain things have happened in the body of Christ that already proven that God is progressive in his nature. Huh? There was a time in the body of Christ, if you fall under the anointing, he's either an occultic grandmaster or he's using some kind of powers here and there. Is that true? Sometimes back also, it was a conclusion in the body of Christ because we didn't know. Each time we see somebody fall, we think he was possessed. Some churches, amazingly, not some churches, some believers still believe that till now. So when I've seen this in places, I minister almost everywhere. I even go to orthodox churches. They are here and there. There are times I can enter an orthodox church. People fall here and there, and some who are under the anointing for long, they will take them to one room and they are casting out the demon. And I'm saying, So I look at this guy now. This guy is born again. Holy, when he came up here, you heard the things he was saying. Then I stretched forth my hands under him and he comes under the anointing and you think he's possessed? No. Later we started realizing the glory of God was weighty. Yeah. That the glory of God was weighty. Doxa, when it comes on you at times, you might not have the fortitude or the strength to withstand it. So you can fall, although against your will, but you are going down. Hallelujah. At some point, it was strange in the body of Christ that you look at somebody and call his name and tell him things about himself. We didn't even know it was in the Bible. We read word of knowledge. We read word of wisdom. We thought it was wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You see it? Later, we realized that there was a difference between that and then the word of knowledge. Word of wisdom. Brothers and sisters, listen carefully. Your tomorrow is today until something new happens to your mind. Your tomorrow is today. Nothing changed. Your tomorrow, something new happens to your mind. A fixed state of thinking that don't accept anything new. You enter a place and then you see new things happening here and there, and because you are too used to where you are coming from, you are wondering, no, this should not be like that. We've always known it this way. Mindset are so powerful that your dominion here on earth is dependent on it. You're making heaven dependent on your salvation. Your dominion here on earth dependent on your mind. This is your mind, and I'm going to show you how. The greatest challenge of believers is not the devil. It's their mind. Believe. Let me show you two scriptures on how your mind, this your thinking, can shut God out of your life. Your thinking can shut the power of God out of your life. Your thinking. I think I've shared this with the workers one time. There was a day I was administering baptism of the Holy Ghost to some people in Kefi. And almost everybody got it. Except this skinny, smallish lady that was standing there and just shaking her leg like this. And my mom wondered, what's wrong with this lady? Everybody is filled except her. I will lay my hand. At times she will shake her leg and then she's going like this. She will fall, but she will wake up. She's not still speaking. Then I met her. I said, why didn't you speak? Just I see everybody that must speak in tongues. I was taught that it's a gift to some people and not to everybody. I say, this is where the problem is. The anointing was there, power was there. Everybody received except this lady. Simply because a man taught her
that not everybody must speak in tongues. This thing is a gift to some people. Not everybody. Then I started teaching her from the book of Acts how that the first believers, which were the first fruit of the church, received the Holy Ghost, and all of them, the Bible says, spoke in tongues. Is that true? And Peter later speaking, he said, this gift is for you and even your children. Meaning is for everybody. I explained scriptures to her, and then the following week we went again. She was the first person I laid hand on. And before you know, I said, oh God, I find it. She was on the ground. I said, okay. Mindset shut the power of God out of her life. That would have been her miracle also. It could be that she came with a lump on her body. It could be that she, and everybody was prayed for, some people getting married and some getting healed. But for her, somebody told her, and it has become a way of thinking, that although the power of God wants to wrought that miracle in her, but then there is no way out. Mindset. Two scriptures. First Peter. 1:13. You are following, say amen. 1:13 and 14. Watch this. The Bible said, wherefore, guard up, protect, prepare and equip your loins, or the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end. For the grace is to be brought unto you. For that grace is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And what verse? Obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust of your ignorance. Very powerful scripture. Give us the previous verse again. Let's read it one more time. Wherefore, guard up the loins of your mind. This your mind should be worked upon. Preserve and protect it. Now that you are born again, obedient children. Then verse 14. Work on your mind, verse 14 now said, so that you are not fashioned according to the way you used to think. Although that you are born again now. I'm now born again. Be careful that there is a possibility you can be born again, but then still thinking like your yesterday. Be careful. You are now obedient children. You are now born again. But that is possible that now you are born again. But the way you think, your mind is still like yesterday. It can still limit the word of God over your life. The book of Mark. Mark 7. We'll read verse 6 through 9 and then take verse 13. This is Jesus talking now. Watch this. Amazing, the Lord Jesus. He answered and said unto him, well had Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, these people honored me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Verse 7. How be it in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandment of men. Verse 8. For laying aside the commandment of God. So it's possible you can drop the commandment of God and then hold on to the traditions of who? Of men. You see it? He's talking to Pharisees, people who know the Bible. And then drop the commandment, the principles of the word of God. Then he said, for example, this commandment are washing the pots, washing the cups. These things were very serious. They didn't mean anything spiritual. This guy held on to traditions so strongly that you don't drink water in a cup until you are sure it's washed inside, outside. Pots, the same thing. And then he said unto them, fully well, ye reject the commandment of God, that ye might keep your own tradition. And then watch verse 13. These are places of interest. Everybody want to read. Making the word of God of none effect. How? Through tradition. You see it? Brothers and sisters, this thing is responsible for why many people have not gotten their miracles. Not the anointing. I'm telling you this. While I was studying and preparing, I explained this. that this is responsible for the limitation of a lot of people. A lot of people. It's not even lack of anointing. It's not because God is not looking towards their direction. Please keep the scripture. But that there are traditions which have been delivered. And then many other things. Making the word of God of none effect. So I can come to Peter now and look at Peter and say, Peter, what do you want? And Peter will say, I want a job. I tell him, Peter, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the job is yours. And then Peter will receive it and say, I hope so. How I wish Apostle know how many places I've applied for job. He won't just come casually and said, you have the job. Where? No, where? This guy can now leave. When the word of God is released, so many agencies go into work to make sure it is true. And then the Bible said that word cannot return back void until it has accomplished. Is that in your Bible? So agencies are being released. Angels are going on assignment to ensure the word becomes true. But when they look at him, he's not even in alignment. He's still wondering, how can these things be? Remember, this was a problem with Zechariah. Zechariah is in the presence of God. He is praying and asking God for a child. The angel appears and says, Zechariah, you have that child already. In fact, the angel said, your prayers have been answered. Your wife, Elizabeth, will conceive. As though that was not his prayer point. He stood there and said, angel, how can these things be? The angel said, yay. So, I'm the one you are doubting. From now till when the child will be born, you will be mute. You won't be able to say anything. There are some people, before God bless them, he might need to shut their mouth. Open your mouth will be the same force that will thwart the miracle. You see it? When this guy lives here, he's not supposed to go back and be wondering, okay, so how will the job come? No. He's supposed to go back and say, for God said it, and I believe it, and God settles it. For God said it, and I believe it. Remember the testimony of that lady that was supposed to undergo surgery? She remembered one word. I am not alone. I am not alone. It's not even a prophecy. No, it's not a prophecy. But she held on to it and said, no, I heard him say I'm not alone. And I know I'm not alone. This surgery will not hold. And truly, truly, somebody would have heard it and say, how many people have undergone this kind of thing? Then the doctor would say, from my experience, maybe like 25 since I started, how many people's mouths got ruptured? And then how long did they stay with that mouth before they could speak? You know, that would be the question. And then the doctor said, if you are lucky, if the texture of your mouth is good, after the surgery, maybe 3 weeks, you can start learning how to talk again. And then she said, doctor, please, doctor, hey, all right, I will try my best. You will talk after 2 weeks. No, you see it now? But I know who I believe. And I'm persuaded that he is able. You see it? I know whom I believe. It has crystallized already in my mind. Hallelujah. Please be seated. That the word of God can become of non-effect. Do you know this of God is power? That the word of God is upon many waters, breaking through the seed of Lebanon. It was the word of God that created the earth. Are you aware? By this same word, even the heavens are suspended. But the Bible said the word can become of non-effect if your mind shut it out. No, I'm trying to let you know how powerful this thing is. You think you just think like that and it's a normal thought. No, sir. No. No. This word, everything you see with your eyes was created by the word of God. In case you don't know, the mountains, the trees, the heavens of heavens, the only thing that was created by the hands of God is you. Otherwise, everything you see, the word of God. That's how powerful these words are.
But the Bible says when your mind decides that the world is, in God cannot do anything again. When your mind decided, while you are seated, we're going to pray. I'm not done yet. Give me a few more minutes, but we're going to pray for 2 minutes. You're going to pray and say, oh God, in any way, my mind has shut you out of my life. I know I've been prayerful. I know I've been praying, but my mind is fighting what I'm saying. In any way, my mind has shut you out of my life. Oh God, break that mindset now. Break that mindset now. Have your way into my mind. Have your way into my life. Come into my heart and my life again. Shabrate kabalada brete kabalatiya. Lembras kabayatakaya. Outside, are you praying? Jabarataka. It could be ministry that each time the Lord shows you in a vision, something powerful is about to happen. Your mind has a way of fighting it. You see a miracle happen in your visions, but then it doesn't manifest. Could it be that your mind has been fighting it? Lord, in any way my mind has spot your word, in any way my mind has made your word to be of non-effect, I repent tonight, work on my mind, and I grant you access into my life. I grant you access into my mind. I grant you access into my life. Shabarada bakabaliyataka. I hope I have praying believers inside and outside. If you understand what I've been saying and teaching, come and pray. Pray. Could it be that you would have been higher in finances? Could it be that your level of influence would have increased? Could it be that the dimension would have been higher, but that your mind have limited God? Shabarada baka preskiladaha. Barande kesko balada baka. Shakabarada bale kosko priyakate. Shate balada. I believe that God can take me up. I believe that God can announce me. I believe that God can bring the increase. I believe that miracles still happen. I believe I'm getting married this year. I believe my job is already prepared. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please take what I'm saying now very serious. Hallelujah. Listen. The year is just starting. And the way God is bringing our outline for the year, I like it. If you are able to maximize the things you are hearing, you will watch your life become a wonder. I'm telling you, a wonder. I believe that God can lift me this year. I believe that I can become a CEO this year. I think it. I know it's possible. I know that I can lay my hand on the sick and watch them recover. I know it. I think it. It's my mindset. Nobody has ever become wealthy in my family, and as such, I don't think it's possible. Come on now, wake up. Wake up. Who said a thing and it come to pass? Listen, I know a lot of us have gone through all kinds of things. Believe me, everybody here has an experience that does not permit you to believe the word of God. If you want to leverage on that experience, I'm telling you, humanly speaking, you won't believe God. But beyond that experience, can you give God a chance? Beyond that experience, can you allow a little opening? Can you? I was raped
when I was young. And right now I hate men. Come on now. Could it be that God is preparing a man of God for you? Your mind and just believe is not possible. Every man is not a rapist. Every man is not a wicked man. Every lady I wanted to marry broke my heart. And as such, I don't believe there are good ladies again. Come on now, close your mouth and open your mind. Huh? God can bring a woman your way that becomes like a mother to you. God can bring a woman your way that becomes the Deborah of this generation. Can you open up your heart? I tried a business, it didn't work. And right now, the way you are thinking about business, you believe every businessman that is succeeding is into something crafty here and there. Who told you that? Who told you that? Can you change your mind? Allow a shift in your mindset. Allow it. He said, permit that this mind of Christ come into you. Permit it. It takes your permission. Permit it. Otherwise, it's God powerless in your life without your mind. I hope this thing is making sense to someone. I know you know that God is almighty. I know that too. I know you know that God is omnipotent, omniscient, and then all-knowing. I know that too. I believe all powers belong to God. But Philemon 1:14. Jambros kabresh kabalate hilabaka. Zoparatabaya. Just the first line, if you are a Christian, just the first two lines from my screen here. I don't know how about me, I don't know about your screen. One to read. But without your mind, I will do what? This is your Bible. This one is your Bible, it's not your textbook. Without your mind, we cooperate. Forget it. Forget it. I plan to give you a husband. If your mind don't cooperate, forget it. I plan to give you a job. If your mind don't agree, forget it. I plan to expand your ministry. If your mind don't agree, forget it. Forget. This is why a believer can be born again. And so many things are still happening wrong here and there. Because after a powerful service like this, you will leave here now so excited, and the excitement will end by that junction. As you enter Keke and you are going, you are now wondering, "Guy, Apostle brought a very good word today, but for my own case, it has to be a miracle." How I wish Apostle know my family. He will know that the reason I'm thinking like this, I really am supposed to think like this. I'm not doubting you. But if you keep thinking like this, nothing will change. You didn't come to this world to escort. You have to be responsible for your own life. Yeah, be responsible. I choose to wake up. Nobody ever became a millionaire in my family. But here comes one. That's how you need to start thinking. Yeah. Nobody owned a business in my entire family, but here comes a CEO. Nobody ever became a major politician in my entire village, but here comes the governor of this state. That's how you think, brothers and sisters. It should be in your mind. Whatever you allow into your mind, you've allowed into your life already. Believe it. Whatever it is you allow into your mind, you've allowed it into your life already. Try this and fail. And right now you start thinking like a failure. Listen carefully. My father said this, and it's very true, that what produces success is not success, it's failure. If you have failed, then it has positioned you well for success. If you have not failed before, you don't even know what it means to succeed. Please, that you failed once does not mean you should give up. That you tried it again, one of the large churches and largest churches in Nigeria, that great man of God planted his church 3 times and he kept dying 3 consecutive times. Anywhere he planted it, he died. And then he moved prayerfully to another place, planted again, he died. Today is one of the largest churches in Nigeria. I don't care what I've died in your hand, provided you are still alive, anything can grow. I say it again. I don't care what I've died in your hands, provided you as a person is still alive, anything can grow again. It can. Let this mind, permit this mind, permit this way of thinking to come into you. Permit it. Hallelujah. God becomes very powerful. One time, I think I've shared this again with the workers. A powerful miracle happened. A dear lady got her phone missing. I think she's somewhere here. Her phone, she was walking in the house and she left where her phone was. And somebody came and picked the phone and went away. You know the way Masaka is now. And then from her house, I don't know where her house is. I think down there or somewhere. She walked straight to my house and sat down there crying and saying, my phone must come back. I said, was that the one that carried the phone? Daddy, I don't care. My phone must come back. You see mindset? My phone must come back. She sat there. I said, but I came back. I came out to meet her. She refused going. She said, tell me when my... I'm trying to show you how the power of God worked together with her mind to bring that miracle. And I told her, go back home. Your phone is there. If it's not there, I'll come back home. I said, please go. In my mind, I was saying, Lord, please do this miracle. Please, I don't want to. With this kind of tears, I don't want. And I think she had other phones have gone like that. This time around, she insisted, my phone is not going. No way. And guess what? She arrived home and her phone was there. You see how it works? You see how it works? If your mind permits it, God has no choice. I'm telling you, God has no choice. Bishop, Archbishop Benson of the host has said it this way, that if your faith says yes, God cannot say no. If your faith, the way you think, say yes, God cannot say no. Cannot. Lord, I refuse to limit you with my mind. Lord, I refuse to limit you. Take me as far as possible. I'm going with you. As far as possible, I'm going with you. Your life has been messed up. You did all kinds of things before getting born again. Then here comes a godly believer wanting to marry you. And then you start feeling, I'm not qualified to have him. Come on now, if any man be in Christ. You should think in a certain way. Walk around with this healthy entitlement mentality. Healthy entitlement mentality. My father owns the earth. No, my father owns the earth. You are traveling, then you start thinking, people are dying on the road. Oh, Lord, will I come back? Will I not come back? Should I go? Should I not go? Come on now, shut your mouth up and travel. You are not supposed to be thinking of asking what? You see everybody that dies in an accident? When you travel the road, watch this, and you see a car that ran into something or some another car. Are there no other cars moving on that road? So why should it be your own? Any car can run into anything. The one I'm inside cannot run into anything. I'm already in Christ. And if I enter that car too is in Christ. Yeah. There is a way you think. Even sickness is scared of coming your way. I mean sickness will become too sick to make you sick. Remember the story of brother, I shall not die? How many of you remember that story? A student in a school, everybody knew him in his fellowship. When you greet him, the only one comes, I shall not die. You will wonder, what has greeting to do with I shall not die? You talk here and there. To a point, his name became brother, I shall not die. See, find one scripture and make it your life. It might not be 10, it could be 2. If those 2 scriptures can become your life, I'm telling you, you will check out sickness from your life like this. Certain things can happen to the person next it, but for you, you are exempted. I'm telling you, what you know is what exempts you. Believe it. They travel for excursion. Brother, I shall not die, was sitting in that 18-seater bus. Had a ghastly accident. Everyone died. They came with axe trying to tear open the boss to bring out dead corpse and all of those things. And while they were bringing out people, somebody's voice was whistling down there. I shall not die. I shall not die. I shall not die. I shall not die. They brought him out. Why didn't you die? Sickness. I shall not die. I shall not die. I shall not die. It became his reality. Sat in his mind. His spirit was induced. It became his life. So even when death came, not everybody could be carried. No, not everybody could die. Not everybody is killable. No, I'm telling you the truth. Not everybody. Not everybody. That is the way you think. Maybe one more scripture before we find somewhere and wrap it up. I will share something next week. That's reserved for the part two. But listen carefully. Anywhere you can enter with your mind, you will enter with your life. Huh? This is my final admonition before we pray. Don't wait before you enter. No. Enter there with your mind first. Your legs will follow you. Enter there with your mind. You are seated down here now. Begin to project into your duplex. You are seated here now. Begin to project into your company. Don't wait for it to manifest. For in this kingdom, we don't judge by sight, but by faith. Huh? And then the Bible says we call those things that be not as though they were. We think those things that be not as though they were. Give it a form in your mind. Give it a form in your mind. For as he thinketh in his heart. Proverbs 23:7. This is God now talking. It's like he now exempted himself and excused everybody. And then as he thinketh. This is God almost making it look like your life is completely dependent on you. So is he. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. I've been following great men, and I realized that one of the ways they've been able to rise in life is that they don't think like every other person. Believe it. I've read books here and there, both secular people who are into business and all of this. I've read books by great men of God. And I realized that most of these guys are sharing the same thing. An eagle cannot think like a fowl. It's not possible. No. In fact, an eagle cannot think like a dove. Although all of them are birds, but then there is hierarchy. There is hierarchy. If I check the way you think, I will know how far you plan to go. Show me your thoughts and I can describe your future. I'm telling you, show me your thoughts. A lot of us have been relegated, I understand. A lot of us have gone through pains, I understand. But don't start thinking that way. I know marriages have not worked around you, but don't think your own like that too. Yeah, no, don't think your own like that. Because God is raising a generation. No, believe me. God is raising a generation. And we must agree with him with our thinking. We must. Project your life from this realm. Project into your future. Project into possibilities. One time Pastor Chris said, they were asking him, why is everybody healed in your healing school when you come to pray? He said, because I come in to heal all of them. It's already settled in my mind that all of them must be healed. I don't come in trying to pray gymnastics. No. Before I come, Rehad Bonke said one time he was in a meeting about to pray for the sick, and the devil spoke to his mind. Please don't pray. What if they don't get healed? And he spoke to the devil back. What if all of them get healed? You must learn to respond to the devil, because this thing is what I'm going to share next week. I will show you that the devil is not after your life, it's after your mind. Huh? No, I will show you this next week. The devil is not after, what's your life? What do you have now? No question. you should be surprised. Why is this so much after my life? I don't have a car. I don't have a duplex. I don't have a wife. You are just there as a bachelor. In fact, this bachelor thing itself is almost killing you. And the devil will not allow you rest. What is he after? Brothers and sisters, your mind. Mike Murdock said, your mind is the most important thing in your life. Huh? In fact, he said it this way, more important than everybody in your life. I thought that was wrong. I thought, why will my mind be more important? Everybody run away from you. Is that true? Yeah. Yeah. Your mind, the most important thing in your life. Certain people are in your life now simply because your mind is thinking straight. The day your mind starts misthinking, they will just step out of your life. Mind. We're going to pray. Next week, I will show you the three powerful things or four that your mind does. And how you can live your life and rise effortlessly on the strength of these things. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Can we pray? Please be on your feet. Now listen, we're going to pray, but listen. The Lord told me this while I was preparing for this message. I was just there alone. Listen, that for a lot of us, where we are now, He's not the one that has kept you there. It's your mind that has kept you there. Listen carefully again. That where I am now, for a lot of us, God is not the one that has kept you there. Your mind has kept you. That if you can begin to project, if you can begin to think possibilities, I know you've gone through all kinds of things, and your experiences have a way of fighting the word of God, fighting everything God is saying. For someone, everything you've heard here today, you are saying, me, I've gone through so much, I can't even think otherwise. No, sir, drop it. I lost my job last week as it is. Can God give another job? No. Hold your peace. You serve the honor of the earth. Huh? Every business is owned by everybody. He's just a God. It's the real honor of that work. The real honor of that company. It doesn't take him anything to sack somebody and put you there. Huh? Yeah. I think I've shared this story 2 years or 3 years back. A man went to his pastor and said, Pastor, I'm now tired and I want a change. Give me a job. He asked him, what course do you study? He said, banking. He said, which bank do you want to work? Zenith Bank. He said, dress up tomorrow, Monday. Resume work. Hi. Brothers and sisters. If you are not mad... This guy dressed up, went and resumed and said, I want to see the manager in the morning with his suit as a banker. Why are you here? He said, I've come to resume job, my work. Which work? Told me there is a job waiting for me here. Your pastor? Is he the owner of this bank? Young man, there is no vacancy, there is no space, there is no job for you. Can you please leave my office? He left and called his pastor. Pastor, they told me there is no job. The pastor said, sit there. There is a job for you. What should I be doing? Just sit. When it's time for closing, close. When the time for closing arrived, everybody closed and then he closed and shook hands with everybody and left. He called his pastor that evening. What should I do the next day? Resume work. Following day, he's there again, and then he meets the cashier, and he's shaking hands with them. Good morning, how is work? I'm here again. I've come to resume work. And he became like, this guy is insane. They started laughing. This crazy guy is here again. He sat there. Pastor, what should I do? Sit there. When it's time to close, close with them. Day three, the same thing. Day four, go to work. Keep going to work. How many of you can respond to the word of God like that? I'm sure the reason it didn't happen the first day was because his mind was still fighting it. Huh? Until his mind now accepted that reality, he will literally dress in the morning and start going to work. Then he's sitting down there on Thursday,
day four, and then somebody is sacked. We don't need to place advert. Where is that young man that has been sitting there like a crazy guy? Ask him what's his qualification again. Can you come in? Let me talk to you. And they spoke to the guy. The guy is qualified for the job. He resumed job immediately. Brothers and sisters, if the word of God is delivered to you, don't just carry it like every other person. Right now, in a very short while after we pray, I'm going to be speaking over your life. Some people can just hear it and say, okay, he didn't lay sisters. I've told you again and again that we don't receive by falling. We receive by faith. You can be sitting at the last end of that overflow there. If you believe it, it's for you. Huh? I'm telling you. He said the word of God was spoken to them like it was to us. But the word did not profit them anything. Why? They didn't mix that word with faith. They didn't believe it. They just heard it like every other person. And then, hey, all right, it's the word of God. Normal, we'll go to family worship every Sunday. We hear the word of God and we leave. If that's your mindset, you will keep hearing people testifying and you're wondering whether something is wrong with you. And of course, yes. Let your mind agree with it. Lord, I know my mind would have contributed to limiting me and my family. But this night, I give you access into my mind. Break every limitation, and bring me lifting. Bring my family the lifting that is equal to them now. Can you lift your voice and pray? In any way my mind has limited me, I repent. Shabarada Bakabalaria Kates. Outside, are you praying? Rabakabalada Preskebalatia Nandi. Shabarada Balakatia. Hallelujah. Can we pray two more prayers? Lord, in any way the devil has used my experiences, the things I've heard to manipulate my mind a bit. In whatever way the enemy have used my past experiences, have used the limitation of my family, have used tradition, have used my informations to manipulate my mind,
I break out of it tonight. I break out of it tonight. Can you lift your voice and pray? I break out of every living mind, every form of manipulation. I break out of manipulation. Hallelujah. Listen, one of the songs the worship team sang was very prophetic. You're going to pray now. Listen, the Bible says, if I want to know what you are thinking, I should hear what you are saying. When I hear what you are saying, of course, you're going to pray now. Begin to project into your future and call those things that be not as though they were. The things you want to see in your life this year. Lord, I step into a new job. Lord, my sphere of influence is increased. Lord, my path is dropping fatness. Can you go ahead and prophesy? My status is changing. There's no more decline. Can you prophesy? Can you prophesy? The son prophesy, thou son of man. Prophesy to the dry bones. We agree, we know that the bones are dry. We are not doubting it. But we superimpose the influence of the word over them. Prophesy! Every dead situation is coming alive. We experience increase, expansion. We are shining. The path of the just is like a shining light. Shining brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Shaba da 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 da. I'm on my way to better days. Tonight you have to stand and prophesy. God is changing. Hey, no more decline. I'm on my way to better days. My God is changing. I'm on my way to better days. worship. It's important that when we come for some meetings like this, you don't just fall, you stand and talk. Huh? Yeah. You stand and talk. Speak into your future. Watch this. Listen to me. And this is the implication. So that when you start seeing results, you should know what you did to get it. You shouldn't just stumble into something and you don't know how you got here. You are now asking, so I think it's because Apostle Professor. No, sir, use your mouth. So that then things are not like they should be. You shouldn't stand there and start dialing numbers when they are not picking. You should know what to say and have what you want. Yeah, you should know it. Listen. I'm saying this to mean I'm giving you one more minute. Don't speak in tongues. Huh? You will speak English and call the things that are in your mind to be. Listen. If you can see increase, call it. If you can see a job, grab it. If you can see marriage, step into it. Whatever it is that you can see in your mind, call it to be. Are you ready to do that? 1 minute, prophesy what you see in your mind. He says, Son of man, prophesy. And I prophesy as I was commanded. Although the situation didn't look it. I prophesy. And now prophesy. I'm on my way. To better days. Come on, prophesy. I see increase. I call forth increase. I call forth mighty men. I see generals emerging. Men of influence. Men of power. Men of wealth and resources. Men that will terrorize the kingdom of darkness. Men that will push hell back to where it belongs. Men of character. Men of humility. Men of results. Men of understanding. I see God raising men and women, young and old, Deborah as I imagine, Paul arising, Shatabara, Bezalel I imagine, man with the wisdom and wealth of Solomon, man with the ministries of David the psalmist. I see God rising, lifting men into realms of wealth and establishment. Prophesy. I see men of influence. Prophesy. I see crowd everywhere sitting and hearing the word of God. Being taught the principles of the kingdom in this house. Shabalate Kekesia. Shumarate Kebalana Praya Taka. Prophesy and reverse every situation that is not supposed to be. Reverse it. It's been given to you too. Come on, are you noticing a shift? I can see it. I can sense it. Shabarabalekia. I'm on my way to better days. I'm on my way, on my way, on my way. I'm on my way, on my way, on my way to better days. Ay, 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 ay. Ebenezer, in case you think your situation is hopeless, the song is for you. Your help has come. Prophesy to the situation. Help us come.
I see men of influence arising. I see God raising men of influence where your name will become more valuable than money. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Listen, I'm seeing a lot of people. The level God is taking you to is a level where your name become more valuable than money. That your name will...
that your name will buy what money cannot buy. God is raising men of influence. God is raising men of influence.
I see increase come. I see expansion come. I see CEOs arising. I see new jobs being delivered. I see men breaking circles and patterns. I see men breaking limitations. I see men setting pace. I see men doing what has not been done before. I see men of understanding arising. Men of wisdom emerging. Men of knowledge that works emerging. If there be anything in life limited your family, as it is, almost everybody in the family think that same way because of what has been happening. Tonight that you are in this place, I decree that there is a reverse. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus. You heard something about your life and family, and you checked sincerely, things have been working like that. What was said is what is working. I pray standing on this altar today. We are not saying it's not there, but then we don't say what we see, we say what we want to see. I decree now that what has been there is erased from today. What has been spoken is reversed from today. What has been the trend is reversed from today. I don't know how this makes sense to someone, but the Lord is telling me that about 2 to 3 families here, you've been crying to have a government job. And this is the reason. There is no one in your family having a government job. You've been praying particularly for it. I pray in the name of Jesus. How this will happen, I don't know, but the Lord bless it in my heart. I decree that this year, that miracle happens to you. This year, may that miracle happen to you. This year, may that miracle happen to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And finally, wherever the enemy has manipulated your mind, you are thinking like that, not because you want to think like that. But most times you find out that situations have cornered your thinking. It has happened again and again and again. You can't help it. Somehow, you find yourself thinking that way again. And the enemy now has leveraged on that thought to build a fortification. And is working against you. Listen, if I be a man of God, I speak by the anointing in this house. And I decree that every mind that has been manipulated this night, let that manipulation be over. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm going to share with you next week how that the enemy has a way of building a fence around our thinking pattern. When that fence is built, you can't go out. What I'm saying now, I know what I'm saying. You try to think it's like a cave. You think you are making progress, but it's within a thought pattern. And so long as you are there, hardly can you move. The enemy can do that. I pray that every fence built around your mind that causes you to keep thinking in a particular way that is not agreeing with the word of God this night, let that fortification be broken down. Let that fortification be broken down. And I pray that may your mind permit the mind of Christ to invade you. May you begin to think like the Christ. May you begin to have the result that is accrued to you in this kingdom. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You believe something has happened by your prayer and the word spoken. Can you lift your hands and bless the name of the Lord? Inside, outside, lift your hands, bless the name of the Lord. Give him praise. Lava Kobu Shabrin Deke.
Rabba Dilamande Keshaba. Ligabarasuba Kabalatia. Jesus. Zokabara la Breketilaha. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Please, while everybody stand, let's restrict movement. Let's restrict movement. While everybody stand, you know you are here, you are not born again, or you want to rededicate your life to the Lord, please, wherever you are, you've heard the word of God, you don't need to be casual. You are a mature person, and you know the word is speaking to you. The Lord has convicted you. Wherever you are, I want you to run forward. Come, I want to pray with you. Whether you are the overflow, we are waiting for you. Please come, wherever you are. Come. God bless you. My help has come. Oh, my help has come. Oh, you are outside. Come, we are waiting. Come. Oh, your life is not, you need to surrender or rededicate to the Lord. Come. You are coming, join them quickly. Don't be the last to arrive here. My help has come.
My help has come.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. My help has come.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh.
My help has come.
My help has come.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. My help has come. Oh, oh, oh.
One more time, say
my help has come.
Standing, can you place your hand in your heart? I want to lead you in a prayer, and I want you to mean this from the depths of your heart. Mean it as your life is about to change. Pray after me. Say, dear Jesus, today I come to you as my Lord, as my Savior. Forgive me all my sins. Today I admit that you are my Lord, you are my Savior. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for born again. Amen and amen. Father, I pray with your sons and daughters. I decree that the grip of the enemy over your lives be broken today. Let it be broken today. Whatever has slowed down your walk with God, whatever has dragged you back again and again, I decree that that chain, that yoke, that grip over you is broken. From today, may you love the Lord. And I pray finally that everything that is a trend in your family that has limited everybody for stepping into this kingdom today, may that trend be broken. May that limitation be broken. It is well with you. Be planted and established in grace. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. God bless you guys. Please.
You've been blessed by this message. Keep walking in grace. For additional information, follow us on our Facebook page on www.facebook.com/FWEIAJS. You could visit us on our Telegram page, Family Worship Experience International. You can contact us on 0817-401-2939.